I am Rachel Harshenko.
Stephanie Weaver.
Jules McCullough.
We are ArtBS. ArtBS is a podcast for artists that provide business solutions. We discuss all aspects of being an artist, the good, the bad, and the ugly. The goal of each podcast is to provide solutions so artists can stay focused on their creativity. Hello and welcome to ArtBS, Business Solutions for Artists. Today we are taking questions and Q&A from our listeners. And Marie was wondering, at what point do you outsource? If you're working full-time at a desk job and your art is part-time, how do you know when it is time to start outsourcing some of your business dealings?
Well, I think to start, you need to, have your list of tasks that need to get done, but then go through that list and see what it is that you don't like. And do you have any income coming in from the art business to put towards some outsourcing some of those tasks? Because depending on what the task is will depend on how many hours a week you need that person and what their costs are. And that's kind of where I started, is what I just cannot stand to do and takes me three times longer to do than somebody who enjoys doing it. And can I save money that way indirectly through my business?
So things like newsletter or social media or finding a friend.
Bookkeeping.
Good accountant.
Inventory. There's a laundry list of items that, you could easily outsource if you have some sort of system in place, or you work together to put that system in place and do it on a trial basis too. Don't necessarily say, okay, I'm going to commit to 6 months with you and you've never used that person. And a friend of mine once suggested to me, look at your local church or your mom's groups, because there's somebody out there that wants to be doing something other than what they are doing and maybe doing it for free or a reasonable price. Like, she got a lot of people to do stuff for free or in trade for different things when she first started her business.
That's a good idea.
Yeah. So that's another option as well, is see. I'm not a big fan of doing stuff in trade, and that's another whole podcast in itself. And so, like, at this point, I found a friend who loves to write, and I'm looking forward to having her help me with the writing part. I'm still controlling the imagery and scheduling it and stuff right now, but, we're testing it out and seeing how far we can take things and how it works. And then we will decide on commitments and how long and what those terms are going to be. I know, Stephanie, you're looking for and considering a virtual assistant or just somebody to help you with some tasks as well.
Yeah. So how did you know when it was time? To outsource?
When I started looking at, are these tasks important and urgent, or are they important, not urgent? And kind of looking at, is this task that I'm working on right now going to benefit my bottom line directly? And if it isn't, then, and it doesn't necessarily need my voice to it, that's something that I can outsource. And so Julie, I got to say, you are very, very brave to hire some, like a friend. I'm not going to go that route because I'm kind of a hard person to work with, I think. I have, I used to manage a team of project managers and implementation consultants, and it was very clear, here's what the expectations are. Right. And if you didn't meet them, then it was a whole other story. And now, back then, you had to go to a performance improvement plan, meet with them daily, and do all these things. As an independent business owner, I don't have to do that. You got a week. If you don't get it done, I'm sorry, we're going to have to part ways. And
right.
I couldn't do that with a friend.
Right, exactly. it just depends on where you are financially, too, and what you can afford and can't afford. Yeah. And, I don't know how this is going to work. Is it going to work? I hope it works. Will we remain friends afterwards? Yes, because, I outline kind of, and that's the other thing too, when you are outsourced, you need to outline exactly what you want to do. And I just did a really simple one note page that says, okay, this is the scope that I want you to do. here's where you can find where the ideas are. Mm-hmm. And as soon as you put a link in this column over here, it'll alert me that I have something to review and set up. And that's the other thing too, why I'm controlling the imagery and the scheduling right now is because that's the part I'm a little bit more nitpicky about than the writing part. Mm-hmm. And
well, it's an additional checkpoint to make sure that.
Exactly. And it forces me to check what was written and make sure it sounds like me or, you know, similar to what I have been posting recently. And two, it still gives me some control.
Yeah.
And I'm a control freak when it comes to that stuff. And so until I feel really comfortable with step A, I'm not going to give up control to step B. Right. Even though I know I need to from a time perspective, I want to take those baby steps to make it happen.
That's smart. It's real smart. It's you communicate what you expect and then you inspect what you expect.
Right. And that's how I'm doing it with a friend. Because yes, it is brave to be doing it with a friend. but I've worked with her in the past and I know she's capable of doing what I'm asking to doing.
She's a good writer.
Yeah.
And well, she's written a book. So
right. Yeah. Exactly.
Well, and I have a business advisor friend who says, always, always hand over what you can't do for your business.
Right.
You know, bookkeeping, if you're not good at it, you know, that's a vital important, you know, that's a vital part of your business. Right. And art, if you're doing art, it's your business. If you're selling it and getting it out there. So you got to make sure your stuff is in place. And if you're not good at it, then you should outsource this, outsource it. I think that's my personal opinion.
Yeah, I agree.
Or inventory or something like that. Mm-hmm. Find someone who knows what they're talking about.
Right.
Well, the writer, what was her name? Maria. When she's at a very fortunate point in her business, I think, because she's actually working full time and pursuing art business. She has a little bit of a luxury to take some of those funds from her day job and allocate them to do these other things. And that will give her more opportunity to focus on what she actually loves to do, which is creative side.
Exactly. And that was my thought too, that I was going to come back to was because she has a full-time job, adjust your, you know, home budget that you're paying for and find, you know, little pockets of money here and there to pay for the outsourcing, especially if you can, you know, find a friend to help you out and understand the situation. Just doing a friend, make sure you have the terms very, very clear between each other.
Let me ask you this. I feel like, and maybe I'm wrong, but I assume that most artists out there have another job.
I think you're probably right.
Yeah, I think so too. Yeah.
I would say like 80% of people, wouldn't you think?
Yeah, well, I mean, there's this whole debate on whether to jump from what they know to what they're uncomfortable with. Right. And I mean, they're comfortable with the art side, but being the sole breadwinner off of a, let's just say an influx income is a little bit uncomfortable.
Right.
So, yeah.
Yeah.
I think it's a good thing to work and pursue this at the same time.
Right. Oh, I was at the art retreat and the coach there, you know, he said the same thing to me. It's like, well, maybe you should just keep doing A in order to
fund B.
Fund B and grow B.
Yeah.
And that way you're not at risk for where's that income going to come from. Mm-hmm. And you know, it's a good point.
It gives you a freedom to also say no to certain things.
Right.
You know, like there's commissions that I remember when I was working, somebody asked me to do a nude portrait. And I was like, no.
Like, not for me.
Did you see my website? All I do is pets. Hairless cat, maybe. But even that's pushing it. I don't know.
Okay, that's fun. All right, we're changing. We're going to change topics here real quick. So we're going to leave this anonymous because after I read this, you'll understand. Here's her question. I'm not a conventional artist. I don't paint flowers, blue skies, etc. My boyfriend criticizes my art, so I hide it in the basement. Anyone relate to this? Okay, so.
Oh, bless her heart.
I know. This one got us going before we were even recording, so.
I know, and our consensus was, and right off the bat, was like, well, get rid of the boyfriend. He's exactly. Art.
Right.
Yeah.
See you, dude. What is he bringing? Who does he bring into the table?
Well, art is an expression of you. So right. If he doesn't like you, your art, what's he saying about you as a person? That dawned on me, too, after we first talked about this.
Yep.
I know.
Yep. Are you going to hide in the basement? Is he going to make you suppress yourself because he doesn't like this quirky side of you?
Yeah. I mean,
no, he's going to love you for all the quirks.
Right. And like my art's all bright and colorful and cheery. And if my husband didn't like that, I'd be like, well, sorry. That's who I am. You know, like I've always been that way.
I don't even know where to start on this one. I mean, like for real.
I know.
For real. I don't know if anyone, okay, say they're single. Okay, first off, if the boyfriend is criticizing you, your food or the way you talk or the way you dress or whatever, you would dump them.
Yeah.
I would hope. I mean, it shouldn't be any different for your art or your work.
Right. Your self-worth is worth so much more than being criticized for who you are.
Worked? I mean, are you going to like, what if she works someplace full time?
Yeah.
Hmm.
I don't like you being a secretary. I don't like you working here.
I mean,
that's just so weird and so random.
And then is he criticizing her for the art itself, or is he actually criticizing the elements and principles of design of the art?
That's one of the things I was thinking. Is like, what are we getting at? Is there constructive criticism.
Thank you.
Or is it just, oh yeah, that sucks, and you know, why are you putting that out? Or is it constructive,
or does he feel like she's wasting her time?
Yeah, that could be an element of it too. But still, like, if it brings her joy, why would you criticize that?
And then is he an artist too?
Oh, I have no idea. They didn't say.
But if he's an artist too,
there could be an element of jealousy in
exactly.
there.
Exactly. Hmm. That's my other thought.
Either way, it sounds like a toxic relationship.
Yeah.
Right?
Yeah, it does. I'm sorry, but I kind of am back to our first thought, ditch the boyfriend.
Yeah.
As hard as that may be.
And bring the artwork up out of the basement.
Right.
I mean,
let yourself shine, and that is your art.
Right.
Because she'll find someone else who appreciates the art and her even more.
Exactly.
Just so you guys know, like, Julie's been 20 plus years. Rachel's been married for, 30 plus years? I've been married for 20 plus years. So we
know what we're talking about.
Yeah.
There's we love and respect our partners, husbands, and they respect us.
I mean, and there's stuff you can disagree with. You just agree to disagree, and it's okay.
Yeah.
You know, like you don't have to agree all the time. And why should you hide a part of yourself just because he doesn't agree with what you're creating?
And my husband loves detail, like absolutely loves detail in the paintings. And that's where I went for a very, very long time. And now I'm purposely getting loose, and he'll make the comment, you know, it needs more detail here. And I appreciate that, but this is what I'm going for and why. And he'll go, oh, okay.
Yeah.
Well, then I can see that.
Yeah.
It's a conversation.
Mm-hmm. Right. I mean, it's just like, you know, my husband and I have different hobbies.
Mm-hmm.
And that's okay. I don't enjoy going into caves all the time. And he enjoys going into caves. And to me, they all look the same. But for whatever reason, he enjoys it. And that's okay.
And he's into geology, right?
Yes.
Yeah.
What is he not into? But, but, you know, that's okay if you both understand that. But if he's making you hide your art in the basement, or you decide to hide your art, maybe he's not even making her.
Yeah.
Maybe she's just decided to do that because he's criticizing. There's something toxic going on there.
Yeah.
Like it's deeper than the art, in my opinion.
Yeah.
Yeah. I agree.
So, Anonymous, you need to get rid of the boyfriend.
Yep.
Bring your art out. Let it shine.
Exactly.
So, we have another question from Rebecca, and Rebecca asks, what's your most memorable response you've had to your work?
I always love it when people cry. you know, to the pet portraits, if it's a memorial portrait, and they're just like, you captured him. And then that, because that's your intention, is you want to bring back that
face.
Yeah, that face and that love that they had. So, yeah.
Yeah.
I love that.
Crying's always good.
Yeah.
Well, you had a lady pick up a piece of work from our studio just last week, and she was like, you could tell it really touched her. And she was like, this is going to, you know, my friend or whatever, and their pet had passed, and mm-hmm. she is going to love it.
Yeah.
Like, it was nailed.
That was, we had an event for that. It was Dog Days of, what is it? Dog Days. I was a Da Vinci dog artist where.
Dog Days of Summer?
Dog Days of Summer. Yeah, I think that's what it's called. And it's for therapy partners. The dogs are actually trained to go into hospitals and help people and stuff mm-hmm. like that. And this is one of those dogs. And okay. he passed away.
Aww.
And so, yeah, I got to talk with her. I guess this was Friday night. And she's like, oh, my God, you did so amazing. And she started getting a little teary-eyed again. And I was like, okay, I've got mascara on, so please don't make me cry. And so that I love doing that. That's. I think that's one of the main reasons I love painting animals is to give that little extra connection.
Mm-hmm.
Yeah. What about you, Julie? You remember like a really good reaction?
Well, I captured a composite piece of art for a friend of mine. She's got twin boys and they love to read and they love these stories. And she's, you know, and I kind of know them a little bit, the boys, because they're in the same grade as one of my kids. And, you know, giving that piece to her was so satisfying and fulfilling mm-hmm. because she was just like, you captured them exactly. Because she didn't you know, when you have a vision for a piece, especially of a composite of photography piece, it's kind of hard to, from a little thumbnail sketch and some conversation to somebody that's not a visual person necessarily. She kind of is, but you know, if she wasn't, for them to grasp really what you're seeing mm-hmm. in your brain, because I see what I'm creating ahead of time. That's and I so think cool. that's from my years of doing interiors is, you know, I could see and visualize what the reception area was going to look like based on what I had picked for it. But trying to communicate that to somebody is always really hard.
Can you describe what the piece was? I mean, I picture so the two boys were.
Yeah, they were in a, it was an old tree with a big hole in it. And then I took all their pets that they've had from turtles to dogs. You know, like the Find Waldo, I think that's mm-hmm. what it's called. And I put each one of those animals somewhere in the piece, forest. Mm-hmm. in the forest. And then both the boys are under the tree reading.
Mm-hmm.
And it turned out wonderful. And she just loved it. Just absolutely loved it. And she's like, I was going to put it in here, but now this needs to come front and center, you know?
Well, I remember it was a couple of weeks ago we were in the studio and one of the reactions that I saw from these little girls, she's probably maybe what about 13 that mm-hmm. came in and she was just oohing and aahing over all your colorful work. And I was like, man, we should record this, but we didn't think about that until afterwards. But her reaction to your work was just, you know, wide-eyed awe. And then I remember I nudged you and I'm like, go tell her about the process.
Yeah. It was funny.
And to hear, because she was asking, is this watercolor or is this digital? Is this Procreate? And she was asking those questions. And yeah. then you explained the whole process to her. Yep. And that just opened up her eyes to the whole new possibility of right. what art is.
Yeah, because it's so much more than just being able to draw realistically on a piece of paper. There's so much more interpretation to art from the artist perspective, not just emotional interpretation, but actually how you decide to create what it is you're going to create. And nowadays there's just hundreds of different ways to mm-hmm. layer different mediums together to make it even that much better.
Well, I gave that portrait of the dog Bruce to the wedding as a wedding gift
oh,
to
my yay. Oh,
that's right.
And Now, there might have been quite a bit of alcohol involved. Not for me, but there was like, you know, it was a big wedding shower barbecue and people hadn't seen each other. And when she opened it, she was like, ah, you know, like everybody, and she turned it around. The whole place was like going nuts over it. And like, they put it up and I was just like, I was so nervous. I was still like, are you sure you like it? I don't know. You know what I mean? So it's kind of nerve wracking though to turn over a piece that no one has seen yet. And you're like,
yeah, they have that little angst of will they like it or won't they like it?
I know. Yes, I hate that feeling. Oh,
should I cut a different background? What should I tell them?
Is it really done?
Yeah,
do I ignore it? I mean, I can remember thinking that before I gave that portrait to them. Is this really done? Did I do everything I possibly could do to it? Are they really going to like it? Hmm. You know.
So, you guys, our listeners, if you have any more questions or answers to some of the things we've been talking about, please let us know. Drop us a line in our comment section and we will be answering them maybe in our next podcast. Thanks for listening.